Can you hear the music?
It's like buzzing for me.
Buzzy?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, at least you can hear it. A lot of people can't hear it.
Yeah. Nah, like, I don't think I can. I can't hear the music. It's just fuzzy. It's just like a static on a TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't hear the music.
Nah, I can't. You've been trying to fix it, eh?
Nah, it's a huge part of my podcast where, like, I start the music and then I'm like, can you hear the music? And it's become a thing that, like, that's how you know the podcast has started, right? And people are like, oh, I can't hear it. Or like, yeah, I hear it. And they're popping their head. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, you can, right? Or, oh, wow, you know. It's kind of sort of become a thing with my podcast. And, you know, a couple of my friends that listen and that have been on my show before, I'm like, can you hear the music? And they're like, I've waited my whole life to say, fuck yeah, I can, you know. And so, you know, like, it's kind of cool, man.
I should have said yes and just started bobbing my head.
Shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro, outro music. You know, we're still waiting on the lyrics, which has also been a thing I've been saying for like a year now, so or more. So we're still waiting on lyrics. And this week on the podcast, I'm pretty pumped to have on, how do you say your name? Is it Toa?
It's, yeah, FIFO Toa. So FIFO, obviously, fly in, fly out. In Australia, and then Toa just means in my, like, because I'm Polynesian, so in my language it means like warrior, so Toa means warrior, yeah, so just
all right. A little,
and my tribe's name is Ngāti Toa, so it's kind of like linked to my whole ancestry and all of that, so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's what this is, the tamako.
Man, you got to put those guns away, man. Those are illegal here. I'm in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we don't got guns here, too. I've got none. Concealed firearms.
Yeah, so in Canada, we call it fly in, fly out, too, right? Like, I work a fly in, fly out job. I work in the oil sands. And, and it's the same deal. You know, you fly in for your set, you go home for, you know, a week or 10 days or whatever, and then you fly back, you know, and it's the same thing, basically. You know, you're offshore, though, right?
Yeah, so I'm offshore now. I work on, like, stag rigs and oil rigs, but I was working, like, surface mining, underground mining in Australia.
Yeah.
So I've done, like, the whole lot now, like, high-rise construction and all sorts of stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Man, you need to come to Canada and work in the oil sands, man.
Yes. Canada would be pretty sick, but it'd be fucking freezing. Like, over here it's 40 degrees right now, so it's pretty hot.
Right now it's minus, right now it's pretty good, actually. It's only minus 17, I think, right
Yeah,
here.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, bro, I'm good.
It's warm. Good. It's warm right now. A couple weeks ago.
Bro, it's 40 degrees. It's 40 degrees here.
Yeah, until, like, our like weather switches, right? Because like when you guys are cold, we're warm, and when we're warm, you're cold. So like,
well, it's very summer similar. Right now.
Yeah, you're it's in summer right now. But like when we get to minus 40, it's like plus 40 there, and when we get to plus 40, it's like minus 40 there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's the coldest it gets there?
Fuck, it won't go anywhere below zero. It'll probably, the coldest it's ever been here is 6 degrees.
6 degrees Celsius?
Yeah, no. See, I don't know. America and all of them, they have this fucked up, I don't understand it all. I don't, we just call
well,
it
America's in Fahrenheit. America's in Fahrenheit, Canada's
okay, Fahrenheit,
in Fahrenheit.
Canada, I'd say, no, it would be the same, because if you fall under what England's like, I'm pretty sure we're the same as England, because, you know, we all got colonized by them, so pretty much we go under the same terms. Not like America, though. That always trips me out. But yeah, it's 6 degrees, so I'd say it, I don't know if it'd be Celsius or what. It's 6 degrees cold here, though. It's like just enough for frost to start coming on your windows.
Yeah, so I guess 6 degrees, I suppose. Yeah, which is not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, to us it is.
Yeah.
To us
it's wild, cold. Man. That's wild. You got to come to Canada and experience a Canadian winter. You know,
because
you can make it here, you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, man, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely, I want to try the North Sea, like
Ooh, yeah.
oil rigs and that. the North Sea
TikTok fucks me right up.
Yeah, that'll be sick. I reckon that'll be one of my now that I'm offshore, so that'll be pretty sick to go do.
Okay, so just before we go any further, everyone here loves a good Australian accent.
I'm not Australian.
No, you're not, but you sound Australian, and nobody knows.
No, I don't sound Australian. I'm from New Zealand, brother. New Zealand.
Same thing, isn't it?
No. When you hear an Australian accent, it's like the American to Canadian accent. That's what the difference is.
Can you say the thunder from down under?
The thunder from down under.
See, that sounds the same as Australian.
No, it's not. If you get an Australian on here, I'm telling you, it'll sound like way different. I grew up in New Zealand, so we got, you know, have you watched The Avengers?
Yeah.
Have you watched the big rock guy? The big rock guy, and he says bro all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, like, what we sound like. We say bro all the time in that. So that guy there, he's from New Zealand. But then, who's from Australia? The guy, Thor? I'm pretty sure Thor's from Australia.
Thor's from Australia. The Hemsworth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when you hear Thor talk, and then when you hear the rock guy talk, that's the difference.
So does New Zealand and Australia, do they have like a little beef?
No. It's more like we fought in the wars together. Like the English threw us out on the front line. So we're kind of like brothers. There's a lot of banter though. Like it's like a love-hate relationship. But compared to the rest of the world, we're a lot similar because we're the only two fucking islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, this big, you know what I mean? So we're very similar. We have a lot of banter, like and our sport teams and all of that. We have our own kind of sports and stuff over here also. So I'd say it's like Canada and America. It's like the same kind of, you know, love-hate relationship there, I guess.
I bet you guys never burned down New Zealand's White House, though.
Nah.
Canada burnt down the White House in the U.S., like, back in the 1800s.
Yeah, we don't go... New Zealand wasn't discovered that... I think it started getting colonized in the 1700s or 1800s. So it's still pretty early days. But we had lots of wars with the English. There's lots of stories of all of that, of how we burned their places down and fought them with like 10 warriors and 300 of their soldiers, and they had guns and muskets and we had sticks and fucking stones, and we, you know, murdered them all or whatnot. They say there's all sorts of... We're also cannibals as well, a lot of Māori tribes as well. A tribe that I'm from also were cannibals, so it's like a whole pretty wild stuff over here. But the natives to Australia is the Aboriginals, so they're not Polynesian. They were in Australia first, but Polynesians, we all came from Asia and then slowly made our way down to Hawaii and Samoa, Tonga, New Zealand.
You don't look like Polynesian though.
I don't because there's no full-blooded Maldives anymore. There's no full-blooded, we're all mixed. So pretty much majority of Maldives. I'm Italian, Irish, Welsh, Scottish, bunch of other things, but I'm also Maldi as well. So a lot of us are all mixed, so there's no full-blooded.
So New Zealanders, Kiwis, right?
Yeah.
Ah, see, I knew I'd get something right here.
Is that a Kiwi? Yeah, it's a Kiwi.
Man, you just embrace that whole culture. I love that.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
I love that.
What's Canada's native animal?
But we're hockey players, man. We play hockey.
Our native animal?
Our native animal? The beaver.
Okay, that's pretty sick. I don't think there's beavers over here.
Yeah, they'd get fucked up. Beavers. There's a beaver. Yeah, we got the beaver.
Beaver wouldn't be able to survive here.
Lots of moose.
A moose wouldn't survive here too.
Why? Why wouldn't a moose survive? A moose survives everything.
The most deadliest animals in the world are all from Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like, how much of those have you encountered? Like, so when you're at work, right? Have you encountered any of them while you work?
Well, you look over the roof, there's sharks everywhere. Like there's hundreds of sharks everywhere just in the water. When you're in the mines, there's lots of snakes, there's Oh, there's spiders all through the city too, like big spiders, massive spiders.
This is why I live where the air hurts my face, man.
Yeah, but I guess you're all good. Like, you don't really notice it. But there's heaps of, they got the most predators here. Like, out of most countries, there's more predators here than,
See, here
but
we
the
got the
sharks
Canadian
here.
geese. We got the Canadian geese, and you don't fuck with the Canada goose.
A
Canada
fucking
goose
goose.
would be like sky
A
shark.
goose.
A Canada goose is like a sky shark. Oh man, if I could call it anything, it's a sky shark.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, it's good. We're good.
Good to go.
Good to
Yeah.
go.
So Canada geese are our sky sharks. Right, you don't fuck with a Canada goose. That's just them's the
Nah,
rule.
you gotta come to Australia. Like, that to me, a goose, like, even the kangaroos here are gonna fuck you up. Like, this
Yeah.
place is, it's
Yeah,
cooked,
man.
baby.
I saw that video of that guy's dog a couple years ago, man. You
Yeah.
know, that guy punched the kangaroo in the face and the kangaroo stood up and flexed, and I was like, "What?" Right?
They're massive. They're like, some of them get up to like 6 foot, 7 foot.
That's crazy. I'm 5'4", man.
Yeah, I'm 6'2", so they're fucking big. They're
That's
big fucking.
crazy. So
Yeah.
you how did you get into like fly? You're not very old, are you? You're like 22, 23?
22.
20.
So, back home in New Zealand, I got kicked out of school. And I got a job with one of my best mates, old man. So pretty much I started working in cranes when I was 15 years old, but in construction and high-rise buildings and bridges and factory work. And I did that in New Zealand for like 5 years. And the boys always talked about like coming to Australia. New Zealand's like really, the wages are really shit. Like, it's really hard to live there, very expensive. So like, I guess it's like the, we were the Mexico and America was like the Australia, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it was kind of like. It's not as bad as Mexico, obviously, like with the wages and that, but that's just how I put it into terms. But pretty much after 5 years of working construction back home in New Zealand, all the boys told me jump over to go to Oz. So I went over to Australia. I don't know anyone over here, so I have no family here or anything. Everyone's back home. So I kind of found my own way to get into the mines. For about 6 months, I worked in the city. I had to redo all my crane tickets and all my qualifications to Australian standard, because Australian standard is a much higher standard than most countries. So pretty much everyone that moves to Australia has to redo all your tickets, everything. There's no refreshers. So I had to redo all my crane tickets and that. And then, as I got my crane tickets done, is about 7 months or 8 months in coming to Australia, I finally landed a FIFO job mining, but I was doing underground offsiding. So we were like in a drill team underground searching for gold. So we're about 2,000 meters underground,
So
and it was
2 kilometers.
fucking hot. Yeah, it was deep, bro. It takes you 1 hour and 30 minutes to get down there. So it's a long drive. It was a big maze, and then yeah, I was doing that. That was my first job, and then I finally went to cranes. So yeah, underground was hectic. I wouldn't do that again. That was, nah, no good. Too hot. Too hot.
Man, that's I had an underground miner on my podcast, Corey Rockwell.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Is he from Australia?
You know, he's from the US. He lives in
Oh,
Nevada.
no, I wouldn't know. What kind of mine was it?
Oh, honestly, I don't remember what he said, but
Yeah.
like he's like one of the only underground miners, well, the only underground miner on TikTok or on the socials, right? He has to go through an extensive like screening period after he makes his videos. That's the only way it was allowed to happen legally, right? Like without him
Yeah.
sneaking videos and stuff like that. He has to have permission to do it, and he has to get it reviewed and by like five different people or whatever. And yeah,
Yeah.
man, he was a really cool guy to talk to. And underground mining, actually, I see his videos all the time. Looks
Yeah.
like so much fun.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You got to be a certain type of person to do underground, but I'm not even supposed to be recording a lot of the stuff I'm doing, so I'm taking a big hit. I could get fucked over, but I don't really care. You only live once, so it's like,
YOLO.
yeah, it's just YOLO. So just send it.
Yeah,
it's
man.
All good.
Yeah. Same, man. When I first started making my videos on TikTok, I wasn't supposed to post anything from work online, right? Nothing. And so I made them inside the truck where, you know, I couldn't get in trouble. And then I got a little brazen and I made one outside and I showed the trucks and stuff like that with the logos on them. And I sent it to my boss. I'm like, hey, can I post this? And he's like, leave it with me. I'll get back to you in a week. So I left it with him. And a week later, I reached out again. He said, yeah, just post it. So I did. And it did really well. And then, you know, over here, like drilling rigs and shit like that, the mines, you're not supposed to post any logos, no nothing, none of the work operation. But I got a little greedy or ballsy, depending on how you look at it. And I started showing it, right? And nobody said anything, right? Yeah. Everybody knew who I was. I was on site, right? My face, they know who I am. I put it in the videos. They know my name. Nobody said anything. They're like, put your work first and don't show the name of the rig or the oil company.
Yeah, if you don't show the company logos, you're all good.
You're all
sure.
good. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't show the logos. I got called up. My company got called up and asked for a video to get taken down because the company logo was in it. But they didn't look at all my other stuff and say, hey, this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. So that was pretty like good to kind of understand too. So they just really care about the logos and that's it. So offshore, I don't know. Offshore's a bit hard though, because like your rig's very you know, anyone can recognize a rig, because over here there's not as much rigs, like offshore rigs, as very hard industry to get into actually over here. Yeah, very hard. I've had to pay about 30 grand worth of tickets. Yeah, it's hard to get in general. I've paid so much in tickets in myself though. Like high risk tickets and whatnot, so. But yeah, it's good. I like offshore.
Yeah. I kind of was, I want to get into offshore maybe a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what I'm interested, you know, and you know, I've wanted an offshore person or someone that works offshore on my podcast for a while. And then I come across your profile and like, I didn't, you know, the offshore thing was like, okay, whatever. But like everything else was like, I want this guy on my podcast, right? That's a very blue collar podcast centered around oil and gas mining, you know, the trades. And like, you know what, like you talk about fly in, fly out, and that's not a lot, you know, a lot of people don't talk about it. And, you know, I feel like you're kind of becoming one of the more educational, you know, people on blue collar social media, you know, like, you know, how to get into it. You talk about, you know, why you got into it, how you get into it if you're interested, right?
And yeah, well, we got a website being built as well to help people. Yeah, so it's very close, and that's going to be massive because I've got a partnership with a training facility a partnership with a resume company and recruitment agency. So pretty much it's going to like help people get into these industries and pretty much get what you want. But over here, there's a massive movement for FIFO work. Like in the last few years, there's been all over social media, it's pumping over in Australia. Because Australia, majority of its wealth comes from mining. Pretty much like 70% of its wealth comes from mining. We supply majority of the iron ore in the world to all the countries. So pretty much 90% of our iron ore goes to China, but that's like a large, large portion. So one of the biggest iron ore shipping docks in the world is in Australia. It houses about 30 plus ships. And so there's 30 ships that could be getting loaded at the same time, just all, you know, all in sync. So it's pretty mad. Like the mining operations over here are fucking insane. Like if you came and had a look, I don't know what it's like. America obviously would be massive too. But for such a small country, like there's only 25 million people here, it's still massive, massive operations.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, so for such a small country, 25 million people with massive mining operations and whatnot, there would have to be a lot of fly in, fly out, right? People coming from New Zealand, you have to import those workers, right? Because only 25 million people. Canada has 40 million, and, you know, we can't we can't fill, you know, our labor demands, right? And yeah, it's got to be, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, so they fly people from other countries like New Zealand and Indonesia.
Yeah, and I know Canada, the U.S., I think maybe Canada, Mexico, Australia have like a labor pact, right, where Canadians can go to Australia and Australians can come to Canada. I can't remember what it's called.
I've never heard of that, but that's actually pretty cool. I would definitely like to try work overseas at some point. It's just I know for all these industries, Australia's the highest paying for majority of offshore work and mining work. Like, yes, it's not an American dollar, but when you actually look at the prices and how much people get paid here compared to every other country, it's actually much higher than a lot of places. So that's why a lot of people like coming here. Like, there's heaps of Canadians here, bro. There's heaps. They come here and they work in the mines and stuff. Heaps of foreigners. There's quite a few. I've met a few over here.
Well, maybe that is an avenue I got to look down then at some point, you know.
I'll show you. You'd love it. You just couldn't stand the heat. It's hot.
I love the heat. The hotter, the better. The hotter, the better.
Oh, fuck, I hate it.
I don't know if I'd want to, you know, deal with spiders and snakes, though. You know, and sharks.
It's not that bad. I've only seen a few sharks. There's definitely heaps of sharks. Like, you gotta watch out for sharks. There's fucking heaps. But other than that, yeah, you're pretty all good. Like, they don't come near you, the snakes and spiders. We've got the deadliest spiders and deadliest snakes in the world. So gotta be careful with that.
What do you do on the rig? What's your position on the offshore rig?
So, pretty much like a derrickman at the moment.
Okay.
Working with pipe all day and whatnot, but I'm also a rigger, scaffolder, crane operator, and rope access.
Look so at I have that. All You're those just a jack of all trades on the rig.
Yes, like, I got everything.
Call up Tim Atoa. Let's go.
Yeah, so I got fucking heaps. I've spent like $30,000 on training and qualifications, like helicopter rescue training, first aid advanced, you know, all your rigging tickets, your scaffolding tickets, all sorts of stuff. So pretty much I just try to be as, you know, useful as possible and have all these backgrounds. It doesn't mean like I'm an ace in all trades. I'm an ace in cranes and rigging for sure, but with scaffold and rope access and derrickman and those types of things, I'm still kind of learning. But because I've been able to learn cranes pretty fast, I can go in any trade and kind of learn quickly, you know, because I'm hands-on and I fucking get the job done, really. Like, a lot of people in these industries, they actually, I don't know how they get the jobs. Like, there's not enough people here, so they're just filling these jobs, but half of them are like, they just don't know how to work properly or have no drive.
Same here.
Yeah. So.
Same here. And coming out of COVID, that's even worse, right? You know, because, you know,
they
the labor
to fill
shortage.
The gaps.
Yeah. And you know what? I've talked to a lot of like higher ups that have said, you know, like the worst part about the labor forces these days is like, he's like, I can look at you and he's like, I can tell you to go do something. And I know you're not going to care. That's why you're here. You know why you're here. You're here to work. He's like, a lot of people nowadays, I feel bad asking them to do something. And when I do ask them, I got to be prepared for a no or I don't want to. Right.
Yeah.
And he's got to be cool with however that lands and move on to the next person. Right.
Yeah.
And we're having a hard time filling labor positions here as well, you know, and that's where, you know, accounts like yours and mine and a few other people, that's where, you know, we're going to be massive coming into the future and right now, right? Like, you know, what's one area, and I talk about it all the time, what's one area that these blue-collar positions, the rigs and mining and just blue-collar in general, has an issue with? And it's marketing, right?
Yeah.
They suck at marketing. It's not just a Canadian thing or an American thing. It's worldwide. It's a huge problem. And accounts like yours and mine, we're here to help with that, right? We're, you know, you're showing a side, you know, like, hey, we're people, and I'm showing the side too. We're people. We work in these positions. Watch us. You know, we're trying to have a good time. We're going to tell you what you need to know, and we're going to make fun of some. I'm very sarcastic and make fun of my situations a lot. And, You know, we're not going to qualify it maybe, but you know, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of messages that are like, hey, where can I find a job? Hey, how do I get into this?
Bro, my DMs are full because I don't just run the FIFO Tower page. I run the FIFO Australia page as well. So FIFO Australia has 140,000 followers. And on TikTok, we got 40,000. So that's also another big page that I run. Me and my friend, we run about 950,000 followers on a lot of faceless accounts, all different kind of genres and stuff. So there's a lot of people that try and hit us up on how to get in. So that's why I've built this full website to fully educate people. And I made a YouTube channel to try and, I got to post more YouTube content and stuff. I'm just so fucking flat out with things that it's very hard. But that website's pretty close to done. I've spent quite a good amount of money getting that all set up and ready. So it's very close to releasing, which is going to be sick. And I can, I can post that everywhere. And that pretty much just tells you all the basics. Also, there's a free ebook in there to tell you everything about FIFO, how to get in, what it's all about, what tickets to get and whatnot. So, it's pretty good. It's good. A lot
what
of work.
What is the website?
Like, the website's going to be FIFOAUS.com. FIFOAUS.com. So we also, I just claimed the business name as well the other day, FIFO Australia. So now it's set in stone. So I can actually push this whole brand of FIFO Australia. And I reckon that's a pretty strong name as well. Since majority.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the companies, you know, the company that called up and said, hey, can you get this guy to take this video down? Right? They don't realize it yet, but they're fucking up. They're the companies that don't want us posting their where we're at, the logos, that don't want to see the post the operations, they are like tone deaf. They're missing the mark, right? Yep. They're missing the entire point, right? I believe we're coming to a crossroads where they're eventually going to get it. They have to. There's no way. You know what I mean? There's no way. The way the labor market's going and how hard it is to find people, right? I'm at a mine here, and I sent a message out to one of the bigger higher-ups. He follows me. He watches my videos, and he's like, hey, man, like what you do? Big fan. Listen to the podcast. Like your content. He's like, I'm like, man, you should get the board together and ask them if I could go for a tour of the mine, make videos, show some of the operation, right? Because we talked about this on the podcast once before. There's a war being waged on our industry via social media. The celebrities, the people that have an issue with the energy industry, they're waging their war on social media, right? Yeah. Smart place to do it. Why not fight back? You know, why not fight back? Right?
I get fight that too.
Fight back online. Use guys like
there's
us.
There's a fight. There's a fight with the young generation as well, not wanting to get normal jobs. Like they're dissing people for having a normal fucking job, and these people are saying, "Hey, look, I don't want to have a fucking 9-to-5 or do a hard working job. I want to sit behind a desk and just get money easy." But it doesn't work like that, and that's why I think our trades are going to be worth so much money in the future, because there's going to be fuck all people that want to do it. And we're still very early days. Social media, they're starting to learn social media is going to be a big part of everyone's lives. So they're going to have to start accepting it, whether they like it or not. So, yeah, it's all in the works. It's still very early days, obviously, as well. Like, there's a couple big FIFO influencers over here. I'm trying to get to that stage. Obviously, I only started in March this year, so I've been going since March. The one big guy, I'd say he's really cool and I like his stuff. He kind of helped me, like watching his stuff kind of helped me come over, was Tommy the Cowboy. He's pretty cool. You should get into contact with him or follow him. Tommy the Cowboy, he's awesome. He's Aussie. But if you want to hear an Australian talk, he's an Australian. He'll talk like a...
Yeah,
you sound like that. I don't sound like that. I sound like Korg or fucking Avengers. I kind of
Yeah,
like the
Korg
big
was
robot.
his name. That's his name,
Yeah.
Korg. Yeah, I love that guy. He was trapped in that prison on the fucking trash planet there with
Yeah.
Sewer.
So
Yeah.
that's what we sound like. We sound like that.
All right, so that's a Kiwi. Gotcha.
That's a
Gotcha.
Kiwi, bro. Kiwi,
Nice,
yeah.
man. Nice, man. So like, where do you plan on going, from here, like, you did the mining, you're doing the offshore stuff. Like, where do you see yourself going, how long do you want to do offshore for before you like jump into something else?
I think offshore is like the pinnacle, to be honest. I think that's like really the like when you think of blue collar work and you think where could the top be, where could the absolute hardest industry to get in, I really think offshore is probably that one, and highest paying, the hardest to get into, the most isolated. You fly it on a fucking helicopter. It's some Navy SEAL shit, like it's bloody wicked. So it's hard to see what else I can do after this. Obviously want to try go on the vessel work and do lots of vessel and oil rigs and all those types of things. So now that I'm in that offshore industry, I can kind of do that or even go international. But also really want to work on my personal brand, help people get in the industries. Because I'm a blue collar worker, I'm blue collar hard. Like I've never been a white collar. I love crypto. I'm behind a desk when I can, but I enjoy getting my hands dirty more than anything. So I guess I kind of want to be like a role model or someone that talks about this industry more online to people. Because I started young. When I was 15, and a lot of people don't believe that when I tell them, they're like, oh, you can't do that, that's not possible, blah blah blah. But I've literally almost half my life I've already been in this industry and I'm fucking enjoying it, so yeah, it's I don't know where I could go after this. It's definitely work on my social brand, social media, and just keep working this job. I'm happy as where I'm at the moment. I'm trying to find more work offshore now because it's kind of hard to find, get set in stone and get like a good roster. I'm trying to get a month on, month off. But yeah, I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I got all my qualifications. I got everything I need now. Now I can kind of just work and mellow back and create content. So
I
yeah.
like that, man. I like that. You kind of said you want to like try like at like big rigs, like on land rigs too.
Nah, I'd like land rigs. I don't think I'd be interested in land rigs anymore now that I'm offshore.
You gotta try it at least once.
Well, I've done all the iron ore stuff. I've done all the, I've been on big mining projects already. So it's kind of like I could try onshore oil and gas, but my thing is I want to try vessel work or the bigger rigs like in the North Sea or stuff like that, all sorts. So but I'm still pretty happy if I was to just have this final trade and just keep doing what I'm doing now, I could be happy with that,
Yeah, man. Man, have you ever watched North Sea TikTok?
I haven't watched much of North Sea TikTok. I actually run another page too. It's called AU Offshore.
Yeah.
So that's got 10,000 followers. But so we do post a lot of videos from the North Sea and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get that offshore page going and the FIFO Australia page. So I see some of the videos and they're pretty hectic.
The North Sea
Yeah.
looks rough, man. The North Sea looks kind of like a scary place, and I want to check it out.
Yeah, it definitely. It's like over here when cyclone season comes in, fuck, it's wild. It is wild, bro. Like it's cyclone season now, so when we go up north and stuff, because I'm in Perth, so Perth is the main mining hub or the main hub of Australia for all its wealth and all its mining and whatnot. So,
Here's what I did not know about Australia, okay? There are five time zones in Australia. Five?
three. Yeah, I think there is. So, we're as big as America.
The country is not as big as America, is it?
It's pretty close. It's very
close. No, no, it's very not. Close.
It is.
No.
It is very close.
Really?
Yeah, United States of America, just that portion of land, it's close to the same size. America's bigger, for sure, but it's very close.
I'm going to look that up later. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, when we were trying to line this up, right, you're 15 hours ahead of me, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's 9:40 at night here. I'm going to bed soon, and it's just
almost 12:40.
It's like lunchtime for you, right?
And I'm in the future, brother, so I know what's happening. Like, it's what?
Yeah.
Today is the 13th of December.
Yep. Today is the 12th of December for here. I'm talking to the future right now. Yeah. Man, like when I reached out to you to set this up, I thought this was going to be really like a lot more difficult, right? Because like, I'm not at home right now. I'm in camp. Right. So like I'm in camp and cell service is not the greatest and whatnot. Right. And I'm in the truck. I'm in the backseat of the truck because the service seems to be pretty good in my room right now. But like the walls are razor thin. I could hear the guys on either side of me snoring and the one guy's watching his TV really loud every night. Right. Like it doesn't bother me. I don't care. But like, I also don't want to, you know, if they're snoring at 10 o'clock at night, I don't want to be recording a podcast and they can hear me. Right. So I go out to the truck, be respectful and, you know, sometimes for better service. But yeah, I thought this was going to be way more harder to get done. Right. I was like, there's going to be a long time before you and I start talking. Right. I only reached out to you.
Right on the spot. Yeah. I'm kind of busy with a lot of things. Cause you only get a certain amount of time in the city. So you gotta fit your whole life into a couple of weeks, you know? So
a couple of weeks, man, I get 7 days.
Yeah. Well, I normally get about 7 days. Like, I did 2 8-week swings back to back.
Nice.
About a couple months ago, and I only had 1 week off between them. So, I do get some pretty flat out times, which is pretty good. It's pretty quiet up until Christmas or start of next year at the moment. So I'm just floating around getting more tickets done and all of that. So
I know all about that life. You know, you when you go home, there's so much shit you can't get done here, right? When you go home, you got 7 days to spend good quality time with family, friends, do whatever you want, have a little bit of you time in there. You got to take that you time and you know, pay bills and get some chores done and whatnot. And it's not a lot of time. 7 days is not a lot when you really stop to think about it.
I don't have family over here, so it's just a big grind 24/7. Like, I've only been back home once since I've been in Australia, so it's I come back and I pretty much just still grind. It's just grinding the whole time.
I love it. It's just stuff, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
good.
My grind too.
Yeah, keep you out of trouble, keeps me busy. I don't drink, so I don't have the urge to go out and party and whatnot, so I can just save all my money. So.
I just got into energy drinks, man, like a couple of months ago.
No. Energy drinks are bad, brother.
I'm only having one a week. Maybe two.
Have zero. Zero.
Yeah, are they that bad?
Energy drinks are not good. Just have Coke Zero or like a normal water or something. Don't have all that sugar. Otherwise, your body starts relying on it.
I don't drink the sugar stuff. There's zero sugar.
Oh, okay. Those ones are all right then. I know guys.
Yeah.
I know guys before the shift, they fucking smash down pre-workout.
I know. I work with a guy like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked.
There's this pre-workout that's new. It's called Blow. And this guy is like, he'll do like half a scoop like in the morning and then another half in the afternoon and have like a couple energy drinks on top of that and coffee. And he's just wired 24/7.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. I don't like doing that either. But so your accommodations on an offshore rig, right? Like, what's that like? Like, how's the food? How's the room?
Accommodation, the one that I've been on has been 6 people per bunk room. So you're sharing six people in a single room, one toilet. Food's really good. food's too good. Also, you got a gym. It's a real rugged gym. It's like a outside. It's pretty smashed up, rusty and whatnot, but it goes. It's all good. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They got like a movie theater room. So yeah, you got everything you need. That's good.
Can you imagine waking up to like your how big is this room, right? Because like you're waking up a couple feet away from five other dudes' dicks, right? Like you know what I mean? Like just waking up and there's like dick, right? Like you know, like
five.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have a wank, that's for sure. So you fucking.
You can. You no. definitely can. Nothing's stopping you from doing it.
Nah, fuck that, bro. I can't do that. Some cunt's snoring. Some cunt's fucking watching a movie. Fucking, like, you know, nah, I can't do it.
So you go to the gym and do it then?
Nah, I can't go to the gym. It's outside. The boys are working because it's 24/7, the rig. So the boys are working.
Bro, when you've been on a rig for 8 weeks and the boys are working out, you know what I mean?
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah. Perfect time. Nah. I'm not doing that. That's something you're into. Canadians are into that stuff, but not Kiwis. Not Kiwis.
That's wild, man. Like, you know, that's like five or six dudes to a room. I mean, I thought it was bad sharing a room with one guy, but five.
Yeah, nah, yeah, you're sharing. Offshore's normally like that. Generally, you'll share. Yeah, generally, you're sharing a room.
How's the internet and the cell service?
Internet's pretty shit. You don't really get cell service unless you're connected to the internet. So it does make it a bit difficult.
A lot of off rigs, shore rigs moving to Starlink or?
I'm not too sure. I think that is Starlink, the one that I'm on. It's not the best, but it goes all right, you know?
Yeah. So how do you run your pages? You wait till you're off or wait till you get
good? Nah, bro. Whenever I get the chance, I'm posting a video, fucking whether I'm shitting on the toilet or what. It's whenever I get the fucking chance to do it. So.
On the phone with Dick. What's up?
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty. When you're pulling 12-hour days, weeks and weeks consecutively, it's Yeah, you kind of figure out a rhythm. So after work, I was posting. Takes me about 5 or 10 minutes to edit a video up, you know, and just fucking send it. So recycle a lot of videos, but that's all good.
Isn't that? Yeah, I've noticed you got some of the same videos and like you just put different words on them.
Yeah.
And that makes sense now. I thought, okay, maybe, you know, like I thought maybe you couldn't get too many clips or shots because, you know, like, but that makes sense, you know, like you work with what you have when you can, right? So that makes a lot of sense.
I need to make more videos at work for sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, I don't think anyone would really care, especially Derek Hand, right? Like, have you ever seen those videos on like the Texas guys in the US? They got the camera behind them while they're making the connection and shit like that. And man, it looks really cool.
Like, yeah, it's sick. It's pretty sick. I'm not exactly a Derek man because we're not drilling. What we're doing is just replacing old pipes with new pipes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's still general. You get covered in fucking crude oil, like crazy. So
I bet. You should send some pictures and or post some pictures of you covered in crude oil. Man, people love that shit. Make videos with you covered in crude oil. People love that. They go nuts for that stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do it. I need to roll around in some crude oil and fucking make it look like I'm working all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I had a guy on my podcast that does well abandonments.
Yeah.
And he said he abandoned a well from like the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Where the rods were made of wood.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's wild. That's cool.
Yeah, that's wild. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So do you know what viscosity is?
No, what?
Viscosity. Do you know what viscosity is? Like viscous. Nah. So viscosity is like the resistance of fluid, right? Like, you know, you put more mud down the hole when you're drilling and you know, you got to make it either more viscous or less viscous.
No, I don't know all of that.
Where I'm going is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in viscous.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Man. So the Mudman deals in the thickness of your load, right? Like, how thick is your load? You know, hey, you know, especially you. You know, you spend 8 weeks on a rig with six dudes in your room, and you can't wank your bro. But,
see, young, dumb, and full of cum. So that's why what I got going for me, you know.
Put that on a fucking t-shirt, man. So
I need to put that on a t-shirt. Actually, that'd be a good idea. $20 is $20.
Yeah. So fucking the Mudman sponsors the podcast, you know, and he deals in viscosity, and he has Viz cups and all that other fancy gadgets, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs. You know, the Mudman's got your back or your front, you know, hey, whatever. And whatever floats your boat, man. And, you know, the Mudman, he helped us out with a headset and a microphone when we needed better audio quality, right? And, you know, we really needed it at that point. But how he helped us out next, you know, I don't need the headset and the mic that very much anymore. He hooked me up with the MacBook Pro. So, you know, I record on a MacBook Pro now, and the audio is good without
the mic. Is that what this is?
Yeah, I'm recording on the MacBook right now.
Fuck, that's pretty cool. I thought it was like a phone or something. It's actually pretty good quality.
Yeah, and I used to use my phone a lot, right? And you know, it sucked because, you know, I was on call 24/7, or I'd be at work, and, you know, and the phone would ring, cut the podcast out, right? It would cut it right out. And so I'd have to put it on like Wi-Fi and then, or do not disturb mode. And now my phone can ring all it wants. I'm on the laptop. Yeah. Leave me alone. Right.
Yeah. That's good. That's what you want.
Man. Yeah, man. The Mudman's helped out immensely. Like, it's been insane. Yeah. It's been good. And then
I need some sponsors now.
Oh, dude, you're gonna get there. Do you make money off your pages or?
No, not yet. No.
It's coming, man.
Bro, so I don't think Australia gets paid.
Canada doesn't get paid either. I get paid on Facebook. I'm monetized on Facebook, and then, you know, gifts on TikTok Live. And then I got my merch, and then, you know, like sponsors and stuff like that, or like, you know, I work with Trollco, like Dirty Hands Clean Money. Do you guys have Dirty Hands Clean Money over in Australia?
No, I've never heard of those. Yeah, it's all different over here. It's different branding, all of it.
Wow, they need to move. They need to move over into the market, man. That market is.
I don't know if they'd have a good chance of doing that. Like, over here it's all pretty set in stone, you know, like all the brands and everything, like all the brands over here that we know, even in my country it's all different as well, so it's kind of whatever those people have grown up with, you know.
All right, that's that. Yay, man. Because honestly, I should talk to the buddy about that, see about, you know, like, because you've got a decent enough following. How many followers you got on Instagram now?
Instagram, 60,000.
Where I messaged you, you have 60,000?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, I had like 50 something.
I'm going to ask him about Australia and see if maybe, you know, because they're always looking for, you know, content creators, blue collar content creators to bring in. Right?
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
you guys know anybody? I'm going to ask him about you. I'm going to ask because I think maybe that's an untapped market, right?
I reckon it would be. It's a hard one to get into because brands over here, it's different wording and different. Yeah. You know? See, Dirty Hands. Yeah. That's sick. It is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm and trying... they've got really nice stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. I've gotten a few people send me clothes and stuff. But yeah, it'll be something in the talks in the future for sure. Cause I'd like to get sponsored by people. It's just all a work in progress at the moment. I reckon start of next year, I'll hit 100K on Insta. TikTok, yeah. I got banned, so I had to redo my TikTok again. So I'm at I'm at 20k on TikTok again, which is good. I reckon that'll blow up pretty quick too. So yeah, it's all just a work in progress.
I'm hoping to be at 100k on TikTok here by summer. The way I've been growing on TikTok recently, again, you know, because how social media has its highs and its lows, right? You go through growth spurts and then you sit in a lull for a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, there are times where you just grow crazy, and then there are times where like when I hit 70k, I think I sat at 70k for like 6-7 months, right? I just didn't move.
Yeah.
And then one day I posted a video that popped off, and I was and it went, and I grew again, and so. Yeah. I'm expecting to be at 100k sometime this summer. So on TikTok,
I think I'm hitting a low at the moment. Like within the last month, about 3 months, I think I've gotten around 20,000 or 25,000 followers.
Yeah.
So I reckon I'm at a low right now. I had 29 million views in 30 days.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. And now I'm sitting at around 7 million views for 30 days. So that's dropped down a lot. But that's all good.
Yeah, man, whatever. So also, you know, in our industry, you know, boots and PPE are expensive, right? The podcast is sponsored by a couple of different PPE companies. We got Brasco Safety. And we got NWT Safety, and they work together, you know, for boots and coveralls and glasses and gloves and whatnot. You use my code FROST10, right? You save yourself 10% on boots, coveralls, glasses, right? And NWT and I are actually working on something right now where, like, they're going to give out me a bag of poker chips. And if you find me on site or know where I am or see me, ask me for a poker chip, and I'll give you a poker chip, and you get their top-tier discount.
Yeah, that's sick. That's pretty
and
cool.
That's actually pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty sick. Because
and they're going to give me poker chips with my logo on them soon. They said...
I kind of want to start a... we've been talking about starting our own trade wear over here. Because with FIFO Australia and all these social media pages we got... It's probably like a best thing, but that's actually such a cool idea to have that as well, like a poker chip thing and go out on site. Obviously, you guys do that in Canada, but over here it'd be a bit hard for you to do it. So I could kind of replicate that over here and do my own thing, which would be sick. But that's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. We want to make an e-com store out of all of our stuff as well, like trade wear and all of those types of things.
Isn't it crazy that, like, you know, what are we talking about here in high school? Well, not for you, high school. I mean, I'm like double your age. Almost. For me, high school, fucking 20 years ago, almost, right? Like,
yeah.
Crazy. We won't repeat that. But, like, so back then, if you told me that I would be making money on my phone, right? I would have laughed at. If you told me I would have been making money more than watching porn on my phone, I would have laughed at you. If you told me 20 years ago I'd be playing on my phone more than with myself, I would have laughed at you. that is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I left school 7 years ago, so I would have never thought I could make money online too, but it's such a big thing. It's a digital gold rush.
It is. And you know, the lady from NWT Safety, what she told me when we started talking on the phone, she told me, she's like, you've been in this space now for 4 years. You've been making content. You've been here. You've been putting in the work. She's like, the blue collar companies, they're only just getting on board. They're only just getting started. Right. Like with sponsoring and shit, they're only just getting here. She's like, this is going to be good opportunity for all you guys that are that have been here for a while. And for those coming up, it's going to be great. right?
Yeah.
And so that was pretty cool to hear, you know, like, you know, our time is coming, you know. I got a buddy that said to me one time, that he went to an oil and gas show. You know who Shell is, obviously.
Yeah.
Shell spent $500,000 being there for the weekend. Right?
Yeah.
And he spent $3,000 to be there for the weekend. Who got more engagement at the oil and gas show? The little guy. The guy who spent $3,000 over the company that dropped $500K into it. Right? He's like, this is our time. This is the little guy's time. You know, people are tired of these big companies, right? They want to see someone they can relate with, someone that's in the trenches with them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I agree with that. And we show a perspective where not a lot of people can see as well of our work and what we do and everything. So it's kind of cool in that aspect. It'd be sick one day where if you could go live stream your work day.
Man, I've done it a couple of times. Like, so in the summertime, I work on a road construction crew. I leave the oil field for the summer, right? It's a way to not put all my eggs in one basket, and it helps break up the year, right? I run heavy equipment in the summer on a road crew. 10 years ago, when oil and gas took a crash, I had to get a job. So I went there to work, and I built some. I went from a laborer making $20 an hour to a heavy equipment operator making double that, right? So, you know, I go back there now just because I built something, right? And they treat me good. And so I run heavy equipment there, and I've live streamed my day in the equipment, and you know, like while I'm doing my thing, I live it. And there's a lot of people on TikTok that are, you know, heavy equipment operators that live stream while they're working, right?
Yeah, there's heaps. I would have loved to have done it when I was in the crane, but I just I didn't get much time to do it. So, and TikTok wasn't much of a thing back when I was in the crane. So last couple of years it's like completely blown up, which is cool.
Yeah, man. So where can everyone find you? Like, where can everyone find you on the socials? Like, all your, like, where YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, your main accounts, and fuck it, throw all your other accounts. You've said them a couple times, but you know, for anyone.
Yeah, so pretty much my name on here. So it's FIFO Toa, and that's pretty much on everything. That's on like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And our main pages are just like FIFO. Pretty much if you search up FIFO Australia on Instagram, you'll find our page in that. And that's where you can find us. And I'm still working on a lot of content on my YouTube and stuff. So that's still all very, very early days. But Instagram is where I tread the most. And it's good. Yeah. Sick.
I love that, man. Dude, I can't wait to see where your content goes and, like, you know, what you guys do with these pages. And, you know, I'm pretty excited, man, you know, and I'm hoping I can reach out about the troll thing and see how that works. Yeah, for sure, man. Cause like, you know, you're putting a lot of time and effort into this to not be making anything off of it, you know?
Yeah, nah, for sure. It's like, it's all still very early stages as well. Like, fuck, I can't wait till I hit that 4 year, like how you've hit 4 years on social media. That's insane. Like, I've only just started and I still feel like I've fucking grown so much in a short amount of time, and it's only just getting started too. So it's pretty cool, and there's no young people my age doing this kind of thing, you know, putting their social media out there on with trade blue collar work and all that type of stuff. And you know, I go to sites sometimes, I get recognized, which is starting to get real wild as well. Like people are starting to recognize me at the airport and whatnot, and just random people I meet, they're like, oh yeah, I've watched your videos. Oh, I actually follow you, and just all sorts of random stuff. So it's all just getting started.
It's pretty cool to put faces to the number, right? Like, I'm not saying they're just a number, your followers, but like, you know, you got, let's say, you know, I've got almost 80,000 followers on my one TikTok page, and I don't know what all those people look like. I follow some of them back. I know what some of them look like, right?
Yeah.
But it's the ones that also aren't in this space. They don't make content themselves. They're following along. They genuinely like the content. They're a part of the industry. And when they see you, man, like, they're like, bro, yeah. Right? Like, it's yeah. Dick, right? And or it's Tula, right? Yeah. And they're like, man, I've been following you for 3 years, bro. Been following you for 4 years. Listen to the podcast. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Good to see you, man. And it's like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Putting yeah. a face behind that follower, you know? Yeah. Like that you it's didn't wild. Even know existed.
You know, it's wild as well. When you put all your followers together, you'd fill up stadiums.
That is fucking mind-blowing, dude. Like, I have, I think across the internet, 250,000 followers now between two TikTok pages, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And like yeah. 250,000 followers, dude. Like, that's like that's 2, 4, 6. That's like 10 hockey games, you know?
Yeah.
10 hockey games. Like how many stadiums did Taylor Swift have to fill on her latest tour? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like how many concerts did she?
Are you a Swiftie?
Hey man, you know my wife and my sister are Swifties. I like her music. No. I don't mind her music.
The dark side.
I don't mind her music. You know, I pay attention only because, you know, my wife and my sister do, and I like to, if they're interested in it, I want to talk to them about it. You know, like, I don't want to be sitting there looking like an idiot. They're talking Taylor Swift, and I'm like, so P. Diddy and Jay-Z, huh? Right? Like,
you know? That's what I'm like. I'm like, P. Diddy and Justin Bieber, they had a thing.
they were romantic together. And, like, they're just like, bro, we're talking about Taylor Swift's cat over here and her love for Travis Kelce. We're talking about how, like, Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's, like, endgame, you know? And how, like, they're gonna get married and have babies. And I'm just like, T. Diddy wanted to have babies with Bieber, you know? And, like, no, stop that shit, you know?
No, they don't
appreciate it. So, like, I do like her music. You know, I don't like her as a person. And I don't like her politics, but like I can separate the person from the art. So.
You Trump?
I'm Canadian, so like you know I like Trump because of some of the dumb shit that comes out of his mouth. He provides a lot of entertainment value.
Yeah.
He has a lot of good policies, but he's still a politician and he's still dumb. So
yeah, the politician. Yeah, but out of everyone, like he's the one that would affect my life the most. Because like people don't understand what happens in America happens to the rest of the world with the Western world, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of like fuck Trump or Camilla, and it was Trump by far.
Yeah.
And he helped move the market for crypto, so I'm like happy as fuck. So it's all good going.
You do crypto? Like you sell it?
So I've been in crypto for about 5 years. I love it. I've been in a long time. Recently I've been making good money over those 5 years as well, but I'm a big firm believer in crypto, how it's going to take over the financial system, and it's the future. You know, like we said, you know, we're the future of the social media stuff, that's the future of the banking system. And yeah, there's going to be some massive wealth transfers over the next few years for digital currency and stuff. We can't keep going the paper and the old ways of banking. It's just not feasible. So it's definitely going to make a massive impact on my generation for sure.
I only know a couple of things. Like I know the term Ethereum.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. I just know coin. You need Ethereum to mine.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Well, you can mine a lot of different coins. It just depends what's worth mining. It's all mining is a little bit more complicated. I just get into what the companies are doing, what value they hold, what are they going to do in the future, and stuff like that. But yeah, crypto is going to be massive. Still very early days, you know. There's only like 400 million or 500 million people on it. So imagine when we start hitting billions of people on it. Big companies are investing in it. So it's very early, very early.
I still don't understand it. So like...
Yeah. No, that's all good.
Dumb it down for me. Talk to me like I'm 10 years old and I know and I'm Down syndrome. Talk to me like a Down syndrome.
Pretty much you're eliminating. Okay, so say you send your money from the bank. So you send a request to the bank to send your money somewhere. That bank sends the request to its office or whatnot to withdraw the funds. That bank sends it to the other bank, which then sends it to the other person. So you got all these middlemen taking a cut or dealing your money. But with crypto, it's you send it to a computer sends it to someone else. So you're essentially more free with your banking. You can withdraw your money and send your money wherever you like and however much you like. You're in control of it. You don't have that middleman anymore, you know. But there's also a whole bunch of things that like crypto builds off of. It just creates massive ecosystems and all sorts of like platforms that the future can help, like maintaining data and all sorts of things, like with AI and all of those things coming in. It's going to be pretty massive in that sector for crypto and whatnot. Faster transactions as well. Like say if you wanted to send $1 million from this country to that country through banks, it'll take a long time. It'll take you fucking ages. But if you want to send $1 million in crypto, you can do it within like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know? So it's just a much faster banking system. And you're more in control of your money. Pretty much it consumes less. You know, there's no one maintaining it. So you don't need all the office staff in a fucking bank. You don't need... Yeah. It's eliminating jobs, yes, for sure. But we are coming into the future and that's going to be massive, like... eliminating jobs and blue collar work and all of those types of things. So it's, for me, it's I'd rather be on the good side rather than the late side. You know, I'd rather understand it now before it's too late. So when it does hit, that I have a head start. And as much as we hate those big companies taking all these jobs and collecting all those massive amounts of money, no matter what, there's no army we could build to fight against it. So you kind of got to roll over and just fucking take it and understand it, learn how it works, and be ahead of the game and just prepare. Oh, yeah.
So are you in which crypto are you with? Like there's like the Atari I think has one, right?
Yeah, so I'm in a lot of different cryptos. Mine are like altcoin, low market cap coins. So still very early stages, the companies that I'm invested in. So they're none of those big main coins like Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, and all of those ones. So, it's all very early stages. I like to invest in a lot of risk for higher reward. You know, I'm at that age where I can risk my money. I don't have a family. I need to take, you know, people are afraid of losing $100 to invest in themselves or just invest into something. So I want to try and break that fear of fucking send it, put 20 grand in the cunt and we'll see what goes. So pretty much just, fucking you only live once. You either make it or break it. And at least I'll be on my deathbed and say I fucking gave it a try, you know.
Hell yeah. Amen to that. Personal question, and like you can tell me to get fucked if you want. How much have you made off of crypto?
Fuck. In profit, definitely made six figures. I couldn't say how much. This is not American dollars though.
Yeah.
So we're talking Australian dollars, which is about almost half. Over 100,000 of Australian.
Okay, that's still pretty good.
It's very good. It is very good. Yeah.
Are you able to like have access and spend that money?
Yeah, so I can withdraw it whenever I want.
Like into real actual dollars?
Yep. So I could go buy a house with it.
That's pretty cool, right? Like
I could put a down deposit on a house.
Yeah.
I can take it out for cash like that. So yeah, you can access it. Very easy.
That's pretty cool for you because, like, hey, I need to redo my tickets. I need to go get tickets for this other job, right?
Yeah.
You probably just use regular money that you have from your work for that. But, like, if you didn't have that money, you could be like, hey, I'm going to tap into this, spend that money over here. I'm not missing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Cool. So
it's cool.
It is. Yeah, you can just transfer and send it to the bank, and the bank will send you the money. So it's very accepted, accepted these days.
I went through a phase where I was very curious about NFTs.
I wasn't NFTs hard. That's where I made majority of my money. I was selling pictures of monkeys for like crazy amount of money.
I don't understand NFTs. You said you were selling pictures of monkeys for crazy money. I was like trying to get involved in it, trying to learn about it. And I didn't know who was trying to fuck me over and who wasn't when I was looking into it.
Yeah, so
I was like, I'm gonna back away, you know, like
I was selling pictures of monkeys, and it was a money laundering thing from the start. So all it was made was to say, hey, I bought this NFT and I've lost fucking $100,000 as a tax write off. But now they kind of caught on to it. So now it's just like look at me, I've got this fucking NFT, I'm rich as fuck. So it's just like it's a status thing now. It's it still holds a lot of utility. Like there's communities and stuff that you are involved in that is still very cool, you know? But it is, it is still, you got to be very careful with it, you know? 99% of crypto is a scam or fake, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so 99% of crypto that's been made, and there's thousands and thousands of coins being made every day. So 99% of crypto is bullshit. But when you look at those top companies, obviously they aren't bullshit. They have, certain things behind them and whatnot. It's still very early days. So people can get scammed and fucked over very easy. I lost $2,000 the other day. I got hacked. But shit like that happens. So it's all good.
You're like, hey, what? Wait, what? Finish that last sentence again?
Oh, I got hacked. I lost like 2,000.
Yeah.
The other day. Yeah.
Yeah, I love how you could just say, hey, man, I lost 2K the other day. It's all good. Like,
yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, it just things happen. I downloaded a Google extension and it got into my Bullex, which is what's a trading platform, and it swiped my wallet. So
wow, can you imagine that, man? That's I lost 2 grand the other day. It's cool though, bro, you know, like...
Oh bro, it's been a long time coming, bro. I never grew up with any money, so like I grew up in the hood, and to be from where I am, from where I was to where I am now, you know, like, it's just amazing. Like, I can send money home, look after my family and whatnot, and fucking now money's... I'm still, you know, grinding, getting my money up and going hard, but it's, you know, I can chuck a couple grand here and there, and it's all good.
Hell yeah.
Feels good.
Pat yourself on the back, brother. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Eat whatever I want now too, which is no more 2 minute noodles and fucking.
Get yourself, and now you gotta get yourself like a private like bathroom or something so you can wank it.
Yeah, I need to get like a fucking wank tent on the rig.
Dude, you gotta market that wank tent. Or was it? Wasn't there what was that called, that on from Family Guy? It was the wank it, right? Where was it, a wank it that Peter had it, like he had a blanket on him and like it had a fake hand on it that looked like your hand was on top of it, but really you were like, you know, underneath, you were just going.
That's right? Pretty good. I need one of those.
Yeah, you need to market that. Sell it to FIFO people, man. Like, you know, like, hey, here's a...
Enough toys, right? They got enough toys already.
Yeah, here's a fucking tent for you to wank it in, a wank tent. You know, like, fucking sell that shit on the offshore rig. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep you too much longer there, brother. It's getting late here, and it's, you know, afternoon there now. I like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, and, you know, we spend the whole time talking about fucking jerking off and having a good time and whatnot, but, you know, so Mount Rushmore is in America. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Mount Rushmore?
No, I haven't.
Mount Rushmore is the rock with four of the most influential people in American history on it. There were four presidents and they did good things. And the idea was to have more up there at some point, but it's become like a monument, a national monument for America. And so, you know, if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people that you look up to that have inspired you or that, you know, inspire you. Fuck, how did I fuck that up? Four people that you look up to, inspire to be you, or that have inspired you. Who would they be and why?
Fuck. So would be my mother.
Hell yeah.
100% single mother, raised me and my little bro. So shout out to her. I look up to her. She's just real resilient. Did her shit and fucking worked hard. So that's one of my role models. Another one would be my uncle. He was actually the chief of New Zealand Army. So he was the big, so pretty much chief of New Zealand Army means you're top dog. And his son taught in Afghanistan. He taught over there. He was in charge of special force units over there, completing some pretty serious missions. So I look up to him as well. And who else? Fuck. Yeah, it's a hard one. I don't look up to too many people, to be honest. Yeah, just those two.
Hey man, if that's all you if that's all you got, that's all you got, you know. Could be real, not real, fiction, nonfiction, you know, like hey, if you look up to fucking like, you know, Zeus, god of fucking thunder, that's fucking cool too, right? But like, you know, hey man, if you only got two, that's
hard one.
Whatever.
I don't follow much celebrities or much you know, history people or whatnot. I try to stay clear of all of that stuff, but there are still some pretty wicked stories. Fucking Troy the movie. That's
a
good one.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, he's a mad dog, old Troy. Fucking Wolf of Wall Street. There you go.
Ooh, he's on TikTok, man. Jordan Bulger.
Yeah, I see. He's a G.
Yeah, he is. He don't give a fuck either in real life.
Nah, he don't. But those are the two guys I reckon that are like.
Hell yeah. Man, yeah, man, you go and you fucking extort that money, brother. Like, go get that shit. Fuck a few supermodels along the way.
I have been. It's good.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, hey, you got a lot built up from those fucking 8 weeks of not being able to get it out. So fucking.
I've been getting it out all week. Fucking too much. Too much. I'm losing focus.
Yeah, you probably lost like 10 pounds just in semen. Shit. All right. Fuck, man. Man, it's been fun. Thanks for coming on the podcast, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's been sick. It's fucking real good. I enjoyed it. We'll have to do another one in future when you got a studio and I'll fucking come over to Canada.
Oh, bro. I don't know if I'll ever have a studio, man. My studio is wherever I can get to record, like the back of the pickup truck, my camp room, when I'm home, wherever I
that's
can.
Cool. That's good.
Is mobile.
Yeah, no, that's sick. That's good.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for coming on, brother. I appreciate it. We'll get you back on in the future, though. You're coming on.
Sounds good.
Like,
that'd be awesome.
After, you know, before you've released some of that pent-up energy from being, maybe we'll get you on. You're a different person when you still haven't released it.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'll be a sad sob if I haven't released. So
that's all right. We'll get you crying, man. It's all good.
Sweet, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on, man. And hey, stay frosty, bro.
Yeah, always, my bro. Always.
I know you can't hear it, but the music's playing.
Yeah, good music.
You can hear it.
No, I can't. But good music. All right,
brother. All right, bud.
I'll catch you later. See you, bro.
See you, bye.